Welcome once again to Hero of the Week. This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting. Glad to have all of you with me as we speak with Major Charles Carter, who is a member of the United States Army National Guard of Georgia. Major Carter, welcome and thank you for your time today, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here, and please call me Chuck.
All right, Chuck, I'll do my best, okay? Chuck, how long have you been a member of the Guard there in Georgia, and why did you join?
I've been a member for over 23 years now. Believe it or not, I joined because, number one, my uncle taught me into it, and number two, the Guard is kind of a unique organization. It's designed to help your local community in times of crisis, hurricane, tornado, flood, fire, you know, that sort of thing. And that's, you know, I love my neighbors. I love the communities that I've been a part of and wanted to help out any way I could.
Now, had you been in the service prior to that, Chuck?
No, sir. I've always been in the Georgia Guard.
Okay. Now, when you joined, I think you already mentioned one family member, but there were other folks already in the Guard that are or who had been a part of your life, right?
Oh, yeah, you bet. You know, my peewee football coach was a member of the Guard, and I had several cousins that were in the Guard. Several friends had already joined. It really is a community-based organization.
So you kind of already had family there for you, didn't you?
Oh, you bet.
As well as an uncle who kind of, as you said, talked you into joining.
Yeah, he was an excellent NCO, mentor all the way around, and it was really a great introduction to the military life.
Kind of a good example for you to follow, sir?
You bet.
Okay. What do you do, Major Carter, when you're not serving in the Army National Guard?
Well, originally I'm a teacher by trade, high school English, been a football coach, basketball coach. I've taught at the Youth Challenge Academy, which is nationwide, and it's actually run by the Guard as well. Currently, I work full-time for the Guard as a facility engineer at the Georgia Garrison Training Center, which is a National Guard post co-located on Fort Stewart, Georgia. I make sure the air conditioners work and the lights are on and all that kind of good stuff. Make sure the buildings are upkept.
Okay, so you're now, you said, full-time with the Guard, so you no longer teach or coach, sir?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I understand you'll be deploying again soon, Major. Where are you headed and what will you be doing?
Headed this time to Afghanistan. And basically this time it's in a support role. It's not a combat role like Iraq the last time. This time it's a support role for the troops already there.
Okay. And where's home for you, Major, and what family do you have there?
In between Savannah and Statesboro, Georgia, a little small town. I have a beautiful wife, Cindy, who's also a teacher. She teaches elementary school. Have a daughter who's a college student up in North Georgia. And I have a son who's a 10th grade high school quarterback and a son who's a 7th grade middle school quarterback. Wonderful children. Beautiful family. I don't deserve as much.
I think they would say otherwise, sir. I do believe that they would say otherwise. And what inspires you, sir, as you serve this country?
You know, being a member of the Guard, I've had the opportunity to, you wouldn't think it, but being a member of the Guard, I've had an opportunity to travel quite extensively around the globe and around the U.S. And I'll tell you, sir, you know, we just do not understand how good we have it in the United States of America. You know, everybody wants to live here. Everybody wants to be an American citizen. We have liberties and rights that are unimaginable anywhere else. We have the freedom to worship who we want to worship, and particularly the Lord Jesus Christ, which is, you know, my particular faith and my family's. The standard of living here is just, it's unbelievable how good we have it as opposed to other nations on this earth.
Major Charles Carter, Chuck, of the United States Army National Guard of Georgia, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your day to talk with me, and I and my audience want to extend our great thanks for men like you who serve this country not only by your teaching and your coaching of our children, but by serving in the United States Armed Forces in defense of our precious freedom. God's blessings to you and your family, Major Carter. We honor you as our hero of the week.
Thank you very much, Matt. It has been a pleasure and an honor.
All right, Major Carter. Chuck, thanks again so much for your time today, sir. God's blessings on your day and on your weekend.
Okay.
Have a great day, sir.
You bet, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.